Yes, indeed. Good morning. We are anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have for Andy at 651-461-9226. And as always, you can call it in if you'd like to chat with Andy, or just send a text if that's easier. 651-461-9226, whatever your home improvement question may be. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. I hope you are, too. I heard Al's forecast and looking at the forecast, and if I'm reading the radar correctly, I think Al said probably be done with the snow in a couple of hours. And I think that's pretty accurate. It looks like there is an end in sight, at least according to the radar. But we could use a little dusting, a little cleanup for sure. But it's going to be cold again. And, you know, I wanted to ask you something, and maybe it's just coincidental, or maybe it's because of changing weather patterns. But you and I used to get calls all the time, questions all the time about ice dams. And I'm not sure if it's just because of the weather the last couple of years or so. Am I reading that correctly? Or maybe you're hearing a lot more the last two or three winters. What's the story on ice dams? I don't hear about from the listeners as often as we used to.
Well, last year, our plow trucks only, I think, went out twice. So it was a really bad year for snow. I can't remember the previous year. And this year, we've had, a lot more snow and a lot more ice dam calls. Not a crazy amount of snow. And it seems like the snow that we've gotten has melted off. It's where we see the majority of our ice dam problems is about mid-February through March, when we get those big 2-foot snows, 3-foot drifts on roofs, that the rest of the roof melts off and the sun's getting to parts. It's melting it off. It's going to be underneath the shady part, or you got a lot of heat escape in your house in one area of the roof and melting. That can cause a lot of issues. But without snow, we don't get a lot of ice dam calls. And I think overall we've done a better job of understanding ventilation and roofing the last few years too. So look at how many roofs have been replaced in the Twin Cities in the last decade. Those roofs are passing. Those roofs are built in a way, for the most part, not that everyone pays attention to their intake, that it should start to vent better. Like I know when every roof that we touch, Denny, we're adding ventilation somewhere. We're adding intake or we're adding exhaust somewhere in order to try to get that attic temperature, the same temperature as it is outside. And that's hard to do if you're losing a lot of heat from your house. So I attic air sealing to make sure that all the leaks in your attic space or the ceiling of your home are sealed up to make sure that that air can't go in there. Because here's what else happens. The more air that escapes into your attic, that air has to go somewhere. A lot of times what it's going to do is push that cold air down your walls. That's when you start to feel the drafts. That's when you get your mold issues. That's when you get your air quality issues. Because now, essentially, when this is happening, your attic, your insulation, is just a giant air filter. So all of those rodent droppings, all the other gunk that can be in your attic, or mold, mildew, anything like that, now all of that air is traveling through that before you breathe it in and can cause a lot of issues. So it's say what you will about snow, but it does highlight where our house is failing. It does that at least for us. So if you notice the one part of your roof is melting off way faster than any other part of the roof, I would get an insulation professional out to do that inspection, or have us. We talk about it all the time. We tell people, we get reviews constantly, that we go out there and be like, oh, your attic's fine. It's a free service we offer. We'll look in your attic, tell you what your R value is, and what can we do to make it better. Or if it's just fine, we're going to let you know that too. So you're going to know what you have for vapor barrier, what you have for exhaust, what you have for intake, what your current R value is. We're going to need to use a variety of diagnostic tools with infrared imaging. We have cameras that go into walls that we need to look even further at things, so we can really start to understand what's going on with your home and how best to make it the most comfortable home it can possibly be.
Andy Lindis joining us this morning as usual, 651-461-9226. You know, Andy, I was thinking years ago when I remember seeing on this house, and I'm talking years ago, not only ice dams, but icicles. Now, I know icicles can happen basically any to any home, any type. You're with the freezing and the thawing and et cetera. But since over the years, since Linda's did the whole insulation slash ventilation when we got the new roof, et cetera, I haven't had any of those issues. And you remember my kitchen above there. There used to be ice dams and icicles all the time. Nary a one since Linda's did the whole, again, you always include ventilation. I've learned over the years from what you've said that's so important. But we don't have that issue anymore. And what a difference.
It does, and it makes a difference to how quiet your home can be. You know, if you live in one of those neighborhoods where the planes are flying over, you know, daily or hourly, that can make a big difference. I've worked on a lot of those homes where we re-insulate those homes and add new windows, and they don't even hear when people pull up and in the driveway anymore, or when people are walking on your roof. It does a lot with not just your insulation, getting rid of the ice, and sound deadening as well. So there's a lot of really good benefits to taking a look at this. Now, icicles, they can happen. The big problem with icicles is that can be the start of the dam. So you really, if you are getting icicles, that's a good clue to start to inspect a little bit further. Now, like with the way leaf guard is shaped, it's shaped to discourage anything but liquid water entering the trough, so you may get some icicles coming out. But if I had to pick one or the other, I'd rather have an icicle coming down than something that grabs the ice and builds it back up on the roof. So icicles sometimes aren't all that bad if it's the normal freeze-thaw cycle, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
But if icicles are happening and it's been 10 degrees for a week, then you got a problem. Now, if it's getting up to 30 to 40 during the day and it's sunny and you got a little icicles, probably don't have a problem. But if we've been on a long streak of really cold weather and you're still getting ice and dripping onto your sidewalk, that means heat's escaping somewhere in your house. So it's going to cost, not only are you wasting money on the heat for your home, you are making your furnace work a lot longer or a lot more than it has to. So think about that. If you can cut down on how often your furnace has to kick on by 20-30%, you're essentially, you know, extending the life of that furnace 20-30%. One house, it was 75% difference that the furnace comes on. If that house was changing the air over in that house, like, I can't remember how many times during the day. So think about that. The entire, all of the air was getting changed over in the house because there was that much leaking going on. We did a blower door test pre and post on that one when we were doing stuff with the Energy Star folks. And it can make a big, big difference.
Tell you what, Andy, I was reading something earlier about roofing, and I want to get your take on it. We'll take a break and get you to think about that and comment on it. But I've read more or less that our roofing is often, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is the most overlooked part of your home. You can really miss these signs of damage. We'll talk about that, see if that statement is true when we come back. Any other home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our home improvement show. We are here every Saturday thanks to Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus with us this morning. Andy, before we get to my question about roofing, an often overlooked as far as your home repair, part of your home, we've got a phone call. I don't want to keep our listeners waiting. Ron is calling in from Fairmont this morning. Ron, thank you for calling. What's your question for Andy?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a vaulted ceiling roof line, and in our kitchen we have a can light above the sink, and every winter when there's snow on the roof, that area melts. How can I insulate that can light in the ceiling roof line?
A couple different ways. You know, we have a specific box that's meant to go over the top of the can light. It's a foam box with a foil back, so it reflects all that heat back into the can light. Now, if you were to change those can lights out to some of the LED can lights, they give off way less heat as well. So there's a couple things you can do. Maybe, and they use a lot less energy. The last time I installed can lights, Denny, They just look like can lights. They're just a disc that goes up into the ceiling. It looks just like a can light, uses almost no electricity. And the nicest part about that can light, they're 4 years old. I haven't replaced a bulb yet.
Really?
So, yeah. And I really like those specific can lights. But if you remember, on your house, Denny, you have a few can lights. And they aren't rated. Some of them aren't rated to come into contact with insulation, so it can be a fire hazard. You had three of the correct can lights. You had one that wasn't correct.
Yeah.
So, like, we couldn't even put a box over it without the risk of having a fire. It's just not rated to come into contact with anything else. It gets that warm. So it's a problem in a lot of kitchens and vaulted ceilings. It's really hard to get to. So sometimes you have to get at it through the roof. And when you're replacing your roof, it makes it a little bit easier. You can take off that piece of sheeting and go from there. A vaulted ceiling is peaked. So there's no room in there. It's usually 10 to 24 inches of all insulation. So it's usually not vented, and it's just filled with insulation, and it's a hot roof, meaning that the roof is going to get warm and have things melt off. But there's some workarounds. It's just going to take, it's a little bit more intrusive on vaulted ceilings than, it's really easy to do in an attic space. All you got to do is get up there and dig around the insulation and then put the box on, seal it to the ceiling, and then put the insulation back over the top of it. But we're going to have to remove roofing, sheathing, to get at that can light. And that can be sometimes a little bit more intrusive than letting the snow melt. But I think an easy workaround is maybe look at one of those LED can lights that doesn't give off any heat.
Yeah. I'm going to check that out. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And again, if you want to call and chat with Andy, great. Otherwise, if you just want to send a text like other folks are doing as well, 651-461-9226. The question was, I posed, because I read it again this past week somewhere. I can't remember. It could have been a Handyman magazine. But the roof in one's home is often the most overlooked part of your home. And I can't remember the substance of the story. But do you think that statement is true?
Well, I think that there's parts of every home, not just the roof, that we just never see. So out of sight, out of mind, unless you're inspecting your roof on a yearly basis, then yeah, because little things can happen. A branch falls on it. One shingle starts to pull loose. Denny, you remember the old like cartoons where when it was really stormy out, it looks like the whole roof is like on moving like a wave?
Like an accordion.
What? Yeah, like an accordion. It one shingle starts to pull loose, and the air gets underneath there. That can happen. Well, that's why it's really important. And we offer a service with repairs, and our average repair is not a lot of money. It's under 5% what it costs to replace a roof. And what we're trying to do is make sure that these roofs last the 50 years that they're supposed to. So we inspect roofs for free, and if it needs to be repaired, we're able to repair it or give you an estimate on repairing it right there. And we're seeing this to be more and more of a need, more than I've ever in my history have I seen this to be a need. I think we've had a lot of shoddy work done around with the storms. Not that all stormers are bad, but boy, oh boy, I've repaired plenty of those roofs. I've replaced a few of them as well. But this year, we ended up doing triple the amount of repairs at Linus Construction than we ever have.
Triple?
And it's nice. Yeah, when you think about this, somebody spends, $2,000 to $4,000 to repair the roof. That's a lot of money. But if they don't spend that $2,000 to $4,000 to repair the roof, they're looking at having to repair that or replace that entire roof within the next year or two, and that's going to be $20,000 to $30,000. Now, if that roof leaks, and now you got a bunch of rotten wood and all insulation, that can all of a sudden, now you got $5,000 of insulation that needs to be repaired, another $5,000 of wood that needs to be repaired. And all of a sudden, this project goes from $3,000 to $40,000 in a year. That's why it's important that we inspect those things on a regular basis, just because you can save yourself a ton of money and headaches just by doing it. And I can tell you this, like everything we do at Lindus, if it doesn't need to be repaired, we're going to tell you that. We're going to say, hey, you're going to want to have this roof looked at again in 3 years or 4 years or 5 years or whatever the case may be. So it's a good peace of mind, and it's a free service we offer. If you'd like us to come out and inspect your roof, we'll gladly do it, and we'll gladly walk it. And now we're starting to offer maintenance programs with people where we just start doing this every year for them and giving them a report. Kind of a neat deal.
Great idea. Great idea. I'm looking at a text, and I know we have to break for weather here shortly, but and I thank the listener for doing it. It kind of goes along with what you're saying. Texter says this, my roof looked great from the driveway, but decided to have it checked anyway. I discovered several weak spots and chimney damage and needed to act ASAP. This was last fall, got the work done right away, so to your point, don't put it off. I think that's great. Yeah, and like you said, Andy, whether you need new windows or maybe a roof or insulate, whatever the case may be, get Linda's out there. That visit, first visit is always free. And you don't know what you don't know. It's amazing what you may learn, no matter what the question. So, I'm looking at this other text about a phone number. A lot of folks, and I can understand why, we give the phone number Linda's 8449-LINDA's. And they want the real number. Now, I looked it up. Can I do that, Andy, or do you have it?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Here's what I put together. 844-954-6387. Otherwise, 844-9-LINDIS. You can look it up yourself. 844-9-LINDIS. But either way, if you have a project in mind, call them. Give them a call. 844-954-6387 or 844-9-LINDUS. We'll take this break. And we have more show to come here. Yes, Andy.
I was going to say, you know, once they become a customer, every single one of our customers has three ways to contact me and my brothers, and that's a 24/7 service. Anytime, anywhere, I never not answer my phone. If I see it ringing, I'm going to answer it because it could be a customer, and they all get our numbers. And the nicest thing about that is they all get, every single person we install has my cell phone and email, and I almost never, ever get complaints. Yeah, I do, however, get a lot of people singing my people's praises. So if you like it, great. If not, we'll figure it out.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for saying that. That's a neat feature for sure. All right, Andy, hang on. We'll take this break, see what Mother Nature has in mind for us this coming week around CCO land. Then we'll have more show to come. Any home improvement question, 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Linda's back with us this morning. You know, what we always like to do, we haven't done that yet, we're talking about roofing, and I always like to catch you up on the latest word on solar, those great GAF solar shingles. What's happening from your perspective with customers and that product?
You know, a lot of things it's always moving and shaking. We're going to be installing a few of them, coming up this spring. The coolest part is now approved to be installed with the best of the best Class 4 shingles that GAF offers, which was really, really important for us. Kind of why we took so long to get to where we are right now, because it could be installed with the GAF approved shingle on there. But now it's going to be able to be installed with the Class 4 shingle next to the solar parts. So really, we're able to create the best of both worlds. You're going to be able to have a roof that generates energy and it can hold up to a lot of our severe weather. Not that it's bulletproof, but I've inspected, two now out of the hundreds that we've installed that had hail damage, and the hail that they had was really big, and that roof was over 10 years old. So once they get to 10 years or older, they can become a little bit, even the Class 4 stuff gets a little bit more susceptible as it ages. But we have hundreds of them that we've installed. And the nicest part when a hailstorm happens is my customers don't have to call their insurance company. So if you've done that recently, it's not fun. And the claims process is only going to get harder and harder and harder. I'm hopeful that we can figure it out so we're not places like Florida, where in order to get your roof replaced, more than likely you're going to have to get a lawyer involved to get the claim done properly. Most roofers I know in Florida have lawyers on staff to deal with that.
Really?
Yeah, that's just not where I'd want this whole thing to go. Now, the one thing that Florida's done that I kind of like is that our roofs have to get inspected on a regular basis. So that's not bad. We're doing that already at home. We're inspecting our roofs and making sure. But like we talked about earlier, a little bit of maintenance goes a long ways on how long your roof's going to last. And I've walked some roofs after a storm, and I went, oh, you are a really, really lucky person, because if this hailstorm hadn't come through and wiped out your entire roof, it was going to start leaking any minute if it hadn't already. So I can understand that. Like, we need to, this isn't an insurance company problem. It isn't a roofing manufacturer problem. It isn't a consumer problem. It's all three parties need to do better. And I think we're starting to see that. You know, insurance companies haven't made any money on this stuff, so they're holding everyone's feet to the fire. Their rates are going up. There's some areas of the world they're not even writing insurance. Certain companies aren't writing any more insurance in that area because they can't afford to. Manufacturers have really stepped up. People like GAF are producing more and more Class 4 shingles. And I'm telling you, the Twin Cities market, Denny,
yeah,
a tip of the cap to the consumers in our market, because we are a Class 4 market, and we weren't 4 or 5 years ago. But the majority of the roofers are at least offering Class 4 options to their customers. When you talk to the suppliers, the Minneapolis, Minnesota suppliers, the people where I buy my roofing from and most roofers buy their roofing from, they stock more Class 4 shingles in those supply houses than in almost any city in the country. Because I just think we take a little bit more pride in our homes. And, we've done focus groups around, and I've helped, I sit on different councils, and we have a software company with contractors all around the country. And when we do a focus group with Twin Cities-based people, durability is still almost always the number one thing that people care about. It's never the price. It's never this. We're okay spending a little bit more money. If we're going to buy something that can last forever, we're going to do it. We don't want to. We want our home improvement projects to be the last time we ever have to do that. And I'm very appreciative of the consumers and the customers that we have in the Twin Cities. And when you think of, it's for the environment too. It's an oil-based product. Billions of tons of shingles end up in landfills every year. What does get recycled can get used in parking lots, but it's not good enough to go on the roads. We do recycle enough of it where we can use some recycled material in the shingles again. But even for that, I mean, there's dumpsters going in the landfills daily when these storms happen. That's just not good. If we can stop from doing that, why not? And a Class 4 shingle in the Twin Cities is $200 to $500 more in material. Doesn't cost you any more to install it, but $200 to $500 on a $20,000 project seems like the easiest decision in the history of history to for your home. Like, I don't know why anybody would not choose that. Yeah.
That's all you're talking about? A few hundred bucks?
That's all I'm talking about. A few hundred bucks. Yeah. It's
a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. And that's somebody
awesome.
Wants,
but it's not the rest of the country. Well, one, they don't make enough of Class 4 shingles for the rest of the country to use it. But most of when I talk to other roofers around the country, they lead with the bottom of the barrel. And it doesn't make any sense to me. It really, really doesn't. They all think that they need to get their price as low as possible in order for somebody to say yes to them doing the roof. And I've never found that to be the case. Some people, yes. I think most people, all they care about is getting a job done well.
A few hundred bucks. Wow, I'm amazed. This listener heard us talking about those solar shingles. They want to know if they come in any different colors other than black. I would assume not.
The solar part does not come in any other color but black.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the shingle that goes with it, we can install whatever color shingle you want.
And you're saying this is, go ahead.
Well, but people need to understand this. You're not putting the, not every shingle on your roof is going to generate solar. Now, people are looking at like the old Tesla roofs that were installed, and boy, oh boy, know a few people that have done them. There's a reason why Lindus has never offered that roofing. We'll just leave it at that. But it, all of the Tesla ones that don't generate energy and the ones that generate energy look very similar. That's not how this goes. You'll know it's going to be a black shingle where we're generating the energy, and the rest of the roof, you're going to pick whatever shingle you want. And we'll be able to sit down with you, show you exactly the colors, what it looks like, so you can really understand it.
I was talking, Andy, with someone in recent last week or two, I can't remember, about this very thing, about the hookup of solar shingles. And I guess the question was that he asked me, ask Andy if this is a complicated process as far as the electrical part, the electrical hookup after everything is installed on the roof.
No, no, especially with Xcel Energy customers. Like the technology we have and the ease of being able to hook up and pour our energy back into the grid, it's pretty simple. And we have a full-time electrician on staff that's going to handle all of that, work with the utility company to get it done. On average right now, it takes about within 2 weeks of the roof being done to have all of that, those other, the electrical stuff all completed. So it'll be dried in, all the roofing will be done, and the electrician and the electricity providers will all work together over the next week, 2 weeks tops, to get it all hooked up. You'll be generating energy pretty quick. And wow, like we we keep telling people is, our energy, we have a guarantee on exactly the amount of energy that we're going to be generating for you. And if we don't live up to that, we're going to put our money where our mouth is and pay for it. Either we're going to add more solar components to your roof to get it to where it needs to, or we're going to refund you what you should be refunded, how much energy you should go. So one way or the other, your electrical bills will be going down, whether we have to pay you for it or our shingles are going to do it for you. Now, we're not
dumb.
When we give people a guarantee, we were giving them a guarantee because we're pretty sure it's going to work.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be very weird circumstances that happen when it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And we'll learn and get better.
Hang on, Andy. We'll take this bit of a break here. We'll come back. We'll have more questions to answer here via text. If you want to call Andy, 651-461-9226. It's the Home Improvement Show here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show, presented every Saturday by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus answering those very questions this morning. And I have a question like I like to ask you for once in a while. What's going on with special offers? Here we are, February 8th. What can the month of February offer our listeners?
75% off of labor on the installation of GAF gutters and Infinity Windows by Marvin. And as always, we offer the free heat map analysis where we will come out and look at your home and tell you exactly what we can and can't do to make it the most comfortable it possibly can be and as safe as it possibly can be. So you're not going to be worrying about breathing bad air that has mold or whatever else in it. And you're going to save a lot of money if we have to do insulation and ventilation, because your furnace, if we say you have to do it, your furnace is working way too hard right now.
Something we talk about once in a while, maybe not often enough, but the question is from a listener via text, does Lindus Construction offer financing? What's the story there?
We do. I was talking, it was earlier this week for the Second Harvest Heartland, the Radiothon. And one thing we've noticed is the uptick in credit card debt by a lot of people. We never get real specifics on stuff, but when I ask people why they're not getting approved, the credit card debt is crazy. And over the last year, we've had to add a few banks that we work with to be able to offer the payment plans that we offer to our customers in order to get approved. The interest-free financing, it's really, really tough to get approved. But again, another tip of the hat to our consumers, the banks and creditors around the country call this the land of good credit. And just to give you, for instance, we have over an 85% approval rate in the Twin Cities. In a Cincinnati office that we work with, their approval rate is in the 60 percentile range. So we just the same types of consumers selling the same types of stuff. And I see that around the country. There's one roofer I talked to. He asked what a waterfall is. And it starts with the good banks, and he eventually works his way to the bad banks where people have bad credit. I'm not interested in giving people financing plans just to get a job done. I am interested in being able to find a decent interest rate and offer a payment plan so people that can't afford to pay to fix their house that needs to be fixed, they have an option. And sometimes I end up just doing this myself out of people pull at my heartstrings because they need to get this roof done but can't do it. Luckily, when I make those deals, again, our consumers in this area, I've never been, you know, they take however long it is to pay me, but they've all paid. I've never had to chase anybody down. I don't have a lawyer that does any of this stuff. I don't have anybody on retention. I don't like going to court. Never, ever want to, and nor do we. So it's part of the deal. You know, we have to offer these types of things in order to fix people's houses, but we are, I think, one of the best in the country at showing you payment plans and what the good interest rates can be, and hopefully it's just enough to get your roof done.
That's really good to know. We don't talk about that enough. I'm glad you mentioned that. I know we've just got a couple of minutes to go on the show. Do you work, Texter says, north of Brainerd? Who do you know?
We do not, but Luck and Companies out of St. Cloud does. So I would get a hold of Luck and Companies. There's as similar to what we do and how we do it. Sean is second generation. In fact, I got to see Sean's dad and my dad the other day, and it was really good. Those guys, two of the smartest contractors I've ever had the privilege of being around. And John and my dad have been friends for, I don't know, I'm 46 right now, so 46 years, I'm guessing. 40, like it's, since I've been around. They've known each other, and it's kind of neat. So to be a second gen roofer and know that one of our best friends, Sean, also second gen roofer, we do things very, very similar. Why? Because we both come from our fathers, and what we're not dealing with is anything they ever installed. We have over 100,000 customers, Denny. You know what I never have to worry about? The stuff my dad put on the wall or stuff my dad put on the roof doesn't fail.
No,
it just so and we're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that the next person that sits in my chair, which it's always going to be family owned and operated. No one ever has to worry about that. Isn't going to have to worry about this, because I think that's the most important part of my job. It's not sometimes the cheapest way to go about business. But, you know, when's the last time you bought something cheap that you liked? Now, you're getting a good deal on something, that's different. But cheap stuff don't last. And in our area of the world, I'm just like our consumers. Durability is the most important thing in the world to me.
Absolutely. And don't put it off either. 844-9-LINDIS if you want to get in touch. Or I looked it up. 844-954-6387 is the number for Lindis Construction. Or lindisconstruction.com. Andy, we got a scoot here. Have a great week. And we'll talk 1 week from today.
Yes, sir. Thanks again. Have a great day.
And you as well. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call, whatever project you have in mind. 844-9-LINDIS.